This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
And so a big Joy morning welcome to David and Aaron from The Engagement. Morning, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning, how are we?
Very good. Congratulations. What a fantastic tune.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We've really excited to finally have this song out there. So thank you.
So David, when was the song launched?
August 20th. Not too long ago, a few weeks ago now, during lockdown.
And you've had some rave reviews. We were just saying some media stuff that you sent to us this week. It's gone mental. Triple J is saying it's amazing. You've actually had it on the Coles radio stations going across the country as well. Streamed over 5,000 times on Spotify. Madness. It's kicking off.
As I've been saying to people, it's little steps. The more we push, hopefully we get a result, and we've been getting a rave response from the public, so which has been amazing. So we're very, very blessed in that sense, definitely.
That's incredible. So let's take us back a little bit, Aaron. How long have you guys been together? Because, you know, sometimes when these songs come out and they're a big hit, everyone's like, oh, they're an overnight success. But in actual fact, you've been together, you know, plugging away at it for years. So just tell us a little bit about your trajectory in coming together as The Engagement.
The heavens so close. We started the idea back in early 2019. And originally the concept was we just want to write an anthematic, kind of a pub rock kind of song. As you probably would have seen, in the end was a bit more of a dark pop, bit of a slower track. And it's gone through a few revisions. It's gone through kind of different studios and trying to kind of perfect the sound and stuff. But we're really happy with the end product.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Incredible. You've got some amazing melodies in there and, you know, some really good hooks and things that really keep you coming back. One of our close listeners, Jason in Heidelberg, saying he loves it so much. He said, we want to hear more of The Engagement on Joy. And when we pre-announced you this morning, he sent us a message just saying, you guys are amazing. So you've got some pretty big fans here at Joy.
Thank you, David. That's so cool.
Now tell us about, in the notes that we've got about you, it says that, you know, because we have all been spending a lot of time in lockdown and we know that it's hit the live music industry particularly hard, particularly in Victoria, because we, you know, as a city, love live music, love band gigs, festivals, pub gigs, all that kind of stuff. But it says that you guys went away on a little band camp, you know, in late June this year, wrote some new music. So have you guys got tunes just racked up, ready to go?
Yes, we do, actually. So we're planning to drop a new single in a few weeks' time. We have been working on about 6 or 7 new songs during Bandcamp, as we like to call it, and they're all slowly coming together. I wouldn't say they're all finished, but yep. I would say, you know, we've definitely got a couple ready to drop. So we're so damn lucky to be able to go on the songwriting camp that we did. It was literally the day after they announced the lockdown had been eased in regional Victoria in Melbourne. And we had that booked a few weeks prior, and we're like, oh my God, are we actually going to be able to go to this trip? Do we have to cancel? We got so damn lucky when we did.
And where did you go, David? What part of Victoria did you manage to hide yourself away in?
We went to Biak. So it's this remote town. It's beautiful. Literally, it was just a street called Main Street. And all they had there was a lolly shop, a pub, and a post office, and then the Airbnb where we stayed at. And it was amazing. So it's about 20 minutes drive from Colac.
Gosh.
It was so cool. And everyone was really friendly there. And they're like, who the hell are these guys? You know, it was just really cool just to go somewhere remote and get our creative juices flowing again.
That's really good. Now, I've seen the video for Heaven So Close, which is also amazing. Aaron, just give us a rundown. I've seen the one where you actually got everyone dressed in white, which I think was one of the live performances, but you've also got a great dancer there. Just give us a bit of background about the video and what people can expect if they see it online.
With the video, my girlfriend's cousin, Amber, she did an amazing job. She does a lot of competitions. She actually danced when Katy Perry went to the World Cup.
Yeah, wow.
She was dancing there. Yeah, so she was really amazing.
She's doing some amazing sort of, I would say it's almost a combination between gymnastics and ballet. It looks very energetic.
I don't know the first thing about dancing, but I kind of gave her the song in advance and I go, I'm going to leave this with you and just whatever you feel you do. And even just pre-recording, I was just watching it and she was just, you know, jumping around and very entertaining. Yeah, she's very talented.
Super energetic.
And what's the kind of, because watching the video clip, I agree, it's a beautiful video clip, but the sentiment behind the song is also really beautiful. So just talk us a bit through that.
So how we're going to do the song justice video-wise, and we came with some real bizarre concepts. I think one of the band members suggested like a prison break, and another one was like, oh, we should like perform at a pub, and it gathers up at the end, and we kind of just kept going back to the drawing board, and finally I think I just said, look, how about we just cut it back to just really basic, just a dance studio, and at the very end we all dress as white to kind of resemble the heaven of Heaven So Close and have a bit of like unity. And yeah, the end product was really good. I was really happy with it in the end, especially considering the small gap in between the lockdown. We're really happy to match that out and the live EP in between.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's come off really well. The one thing I particularly liked, Aaron, is and David, take this the right way, the actual videoing was actually about all four band members, and you know, you as the drummer there actually got quite a good few close-ups, as well as obviously Aaron bouncing around in front of the mic. So that was quite balanced. But who are the other two guys with you in the band?
The bass is Sheldon, and the guitarist's name is Montel.
Cool. They've obviously had a great role. The four of you seem very, very connected. So whatever you're doing at Bandcamp, it's clearly working, because it came across so seamlessly on the video, the fact that, you know, you actually are working really well together. I'm sorry they can't be on with us today. We wanted to try and get all four of you on, which is a bit difficult. Maybe we'll come back and do it in another few months' time when you get the next single out.
Sounds good to me.
So you were meant to be playing down at the ESPY this week, which I'm guessing would have got canned for COVID. If you've got any live gigs that you sort of got in the planning stage?
Yeah, we do have some gigs coming up. So I think it's October 3rd. We're playing at the Last Chance Rock and Roll Bar in the Melbourne CBD. And then November 3rd, we're playing at the Gasometer Hotel in, I think, Collingwood. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Really, if anyone wants to get in touch with you guys, do you have your social media? Like, how do we follow along with the engagement?
You can check us out. We're everywhere, pretty much. So you can go on our Facebook, our TikTok, and see our crazy stuff on there, or Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. So just all you got to do is just search the engagement band, and yeah, we should pop up in your feed.
Fantastic. Great. David and Aaron, big congratulations to you and the other guys for Heaven So Close, great single from a band called The Engagement. And thank you for joining us here on Joy Weekend Breakfast this morning. Best of luck for the future.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.